This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there can be no ceasefire in the war in Ukraine unless it is part of a peace deal that includes Russia's military withdrawal.
A ceasefire that simply freezes current lines in place and enables Putin to consolidate control over the territory he seized and then rest, rearm, and reattack, that is not a just and lasting peace. It's a Potemkin peace. It would legitimize Russia's land grab. It would reward the aggressor and punish the victim.
Blinken said in a speech during a visit to Finland, Russia must also pay a share of Ukraine's reconstruction and be held accountable for its full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February last year. China's Ukraine envoy has appealed to other governments to stop sending weapons to the battlefield and hold peace talks, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The envoy, Li Hui, gave no indication, however, that his trip to the region made any progress towards a settlement. His appeal came as Washington and its European allies are ramping up supplies of missiles, tanks, and other weapons to Ukrainian forces that are trying to take back Russian-occupied territory. In a briefing with reporters, Li also noted that challenges remained for peace talks to take hold. Chinese leader Xi Jinping's government says it's neutral and wants to serve as a mediator, but has supported Moscow politically. I'm Karen Chamas.
Senegal's government says at least 9 people have been killed in violent clashes between police and supporters of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. The deaths occurred mainly in the capital, Dakar, and in the southern area where Sonko is mayor. Some social media sites used by demonstrators to incite violence have been suspended. This is VOA News. A bill to lift the U.S. government's debt ceiling is headed to President Joe Biden's desk after the Senate voted to pass the bipartisan deal late Thursday night and avert what would have ever been the country's first default. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
The yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
Nearly all Democrats and some Republicans in the Senate approved the bill, which had been passed by the House the day before. Lawmakers have been racing against the clock following months of partisan bickering. The U.S. Treasury had warned it would run out of funds starting June the 5th if Congress failed to act by then. In a statement, Biden said he would sign the bill into law as soon as possible, adding, quote, "This bipartisan agreement is a big win for our economy and the American people."
Reuters correspondent Diane Tu. The United Nations has warned that far too little aid is reaching cyclone-hit areas of Myanmar, and the country could face a major food crisis soon as farmers are unable to plant crops. Cyclone Mocha struck the western state of Rakhine and nearby regions last month, killing hundreds of people and damaging thousands of dwellings. A UN representative in Yangon said Friday an estimated 700,000 homes had been damaged, and rain combined with storm surges had wreaked havoc on the agricultural and fisheries sector. Ecotourists in Indonesia are discovering the benefits of mangroves as the country pushes to conserve and replant coastal areas that have been decimated by human activity. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
In Jakarta, a city sinking by around 6 inches a year due to flooding and groundwater extraction, mangroves have been the main defense against the tide. But development along the coast, including construction of artificial beaches, is threatening the future of the mangroves. Last year alone, around 2,700 square miles of mangrove tracts fell to deforestation. In an attempt to offset the destruction, the Indonesian government has launched a program to restore thousands of square miles of mangrove tracts. But those results won't be seen for at least another 5 years when the trees grow strong enough to hold off the ocean.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Synthetic drug trafficking patterns in East and Southeast Asia have started returning following the lifting of pandemic border restrictions, the United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime said on Friday. Adding new smuggling routes for methamphetamine have also emerged. Follow us online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.